Israel freed from all their enemies, chapter 73. It is very busy, and there is a great commotion in Hebron. From all directions, great multitudes of people are entering the city. Sometimes it looks like great armies, from the far north, east, and west. Yes, even the Israelites who live on the other side Jordan journey towards Hebron. From every tribe, we would say from every state, the Israelites hurry onward. What must they all do in Hebron? What do all these thousands and ten thousands of Israelites want? Children, Ish-bosheth, who reigned 7 1/2 years over them, was murdered in a cruel way. Now the Israelites all go to Hebron, to David. They ask him if he would be willing to become king over the entire land, also over them. And they anoint him as their king, and David makes a league with them. They make a great feast, a feast fit for a king. For 3 days all these people remain in Hebron with the king. Who would ever have thought that the plain young harp player from Bethlehem would become king over all Israel? No one. Neither in David's young life did it ever enter into his mind. But the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, directed it so. All things still are governed the same way. The life of every person is governed by the Lord. Also, you do not know what will happen in the future, but it is well known to the Lord. Probably, there may be some among you who will be honored in your future lives. No one knows but God alone. David is king, not only over the tribe of Judah, but over the entire land. Yes, it did take long, but that which the Lord promises, he also gives, not at our time, but at his time. I wrote just now, David is king over all the land. Alas, if that were only true, the Philistines reigned over the greatest portion of Israel's land. The tribe of Judah and the land on the other side of Jordan were the only portions of the land not under the oppression of the Philistine soldiers, but all the other portions were. This is not easy for David, seeing that the enemy is in the center of the land. Oh, if David must reign in his own strength, nothing will become of it. But he knows the Lord shall help him. Not David, but the Lord is really the king. The Lord is Israel's heavenly king, and David, the earthly king, must obey the commands of his heavenly king. A few hours' walking distance to the north of Hebron lies the city of Jerusalem. You have heard this name before, haven't you? Do you remember which king reigned over this city long, long ago? He was Melchizedek, who blessed Abraham. Up to this time, the Jebusites still lived in Jerusalem. These people were a remnant of the Canaanites, who were defeated by Joshua. You know that not all the Canaanites were driven out, isn't that so? They still lived in some places, including the city of Jerusalem. When David was anointed king over all the land, he thinks, "My capital really should lay in the center of the land. Not Hebron, but Jerusalem must become the capital of my kingdom." He decides that with God's help, he will try to drive the Jebusites out of Jerusalem. This will be rather difficult, for Jerusalem is very strong. So he marches with his army towards Jerusalem. The Jebusites see him coming and laugh heartily at him. They mock him. They think he never will be successful. Jerusalem was built on a few mountains. The walls were high and the gates were strong. It will be difficult, very difficult, to drive out the enemy. The Jebusites cry mockingly, "You will never enter the city. If we had nothing but blind and lame soldiers, still you would not be able to enter the city. They would be able to stop you." David heard this mocking. "Forward, men," he orders. "The first man who stands upon the wall of Jerusalem will be my general." They storm the wall, these heroes of David. They will let the Jebusites see what they can do. They will let them see that they are not afraid of them. Each one does his utmost to be first on the top of the wall. Look how they do their very best. "Hurrah!" suddenly sounds a voice triumphantly. The first one has reached the top. His sword glitters in the sunlight. Who is he? He is Joab, the general. Joab heard what David promised and thought, "Oh, if someone else succeeds and is first to reach the top, he will be the general. That cannot be. I want to remain the general." Therefore, he made a double effort, and he has been successful. Soon more follow him, and before long the city is conquered by the soldiers of David. The Jebusites are defeated. Now they mock no more, neither do they laugh. They try to flee, but they are pursued, overtaken, and cut down. You see, David's army has been successful because the Lord has given David the victory. The boastful Jebusites have been put to shame. Jerusalem now becomes the new capital of the nation. This city in which the king is going to live must be a beautiful city. Therefore, David builds beautiful houses and palaces. Splendid gardens are planted everywhere. The Israelites are happy with their new king and with the new capital. They call Jerusalem the city of David because Jerusalem was conquered by David. A group of soldiers is walking through the streets of Jerusalem. The Israelites look at them curiously. Who are they? The news that David has become king over all the land of Israel also has come to the nations which lie around Canaan. Many lament this fact, for they are the enemies of Israel. They had hoped that the people of Israel would have been completely destroyed by the Philistines. If they only could drive Israel out of that pleasant land for good. But one king is glad. He is Hiram, the king of the big city Tyre, which lies wholly to the north of the land of Canaan. Hiram would like very much to become friends with David. For that reason he sends congratulations to David and sends him cedar wood. The strangers who are walking through the streets of Jerusalem are servants of Hiram. They are carpenters and masons who will build of this cedar wood a magnificent palace for David. High mountains are in Hiram's land. These mountains are called the Lebanon. Many and large trees grow on the Lebanon. They were the cedars of Lebanon. Hiram's servants chopped down quite a number of these cedar trees. They were sawed into boards, and from this expensive, strong, and sweet-smelling wood, David's palace will be built. Soon they are busy at this work. At last, David's new home is finished. It is a beautiful house, a royal palace, and a great honor for David. But David does not become proud. No, he thanks the Lord for it, because he realizes that the Lord not only made him king, but that the Lord also caused the people to honor him as their king. One day David heard something which caused him to fear. The Philistines have invaded the land. They have come to seek David. They would like to capture him and no doubt kill him. They have taken their idols with them, hoping that they will make them victorious. David advances with his army to meet them. He fears this meeting with the Philistines and fighting against them. For what reason? Is he afraid of the Philistines? No, but he can readily understand that they are angry with him. Yes, he had given them reasons to be angry. For 16 months, Achish, the king of Gath, had treated him in a friendly manner. Achish had trusted him completely all those months. But later, what had been revealed? David had deceived him those 16 months. Achish has become angry. This David is such a deceiver, he thinks, and that is true. For that reason, David fears meeting them. He is really ashamed of his former behavior. What must he do? He goes to the Lord with this question. Must I go up, Lord, and shall I obtain the victory? Yes, replies God, I will deliver them into your hand. No sooner is the battle begun, and then the Philistine army becomes confused and begins to flee. They must leave their idols behind. The Israelites find these images and bring them to David. Immediately the king burns them. A short time later, the Philistines invade the land of Israel the second time. They decide to try once again. Again, David asks for advice. No, the Lord says this time, do not go to meet them this time, but with your army, march around them and fall upon them from the rear. David obeys the Lord's command. His army goes around the Philistines' army. Suddenly he hears a rustle in the top of the trees, as though the wind began to blow hard. That is the sign for which he must wait. The Lord had promised that he would frighten the Philistines, which the Lord did. For the second time, the Philistines are defeated and with shame are driven back to their own land. Children, the Lord helped David in everything, and David continually had need of the Lord. David continually asked the Lord for his counsel. Do you do that also? Or do you think you can live without the Lord? David fought many battles in his life. That was necessary, because Israel had very many enemies. The Lord helped David in all these wars. Continually he won the victories. When Israel entered Canaan under the leadership of Joshua, they did not destroy all the Canaanites. That must be done later, when Joshua was dead. But they did not do it then either. Neither had they any desire to do so. Now when David becomes their king, he subdues the Canaanites. At different times, the Philistines tried to make the Israelites subject to them, but they were not successful. They were kept under by David, and they lost many battles. At last, they did not dare fight anymore, nor could they, because they had no more soldiers. David not only fought against the Philistines, but also against other nations. He fought against the Moabites and the Ammonites. They were two brother nations of Israel, for they were descendants of Lot, the nephew of Abraham. The Israelites may not take their land into possession, but the Moabites and the Ammonites became subject to them. David also fought against the Syrians and the Amalekites. David also was victorious over these nations. These people served David and brought him gifts every year. Do you still remember that Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Esau? At that time, Isaac said to Jacob, "Be Lord over thy brethren." Yes, before Jacob and Esau were born, the Lord had said to their mother Rebekah, "The elder shall serve the younger." This was fulfilled when David was king. The descendants of Esau were the Edomites. The Edomites also were conquered by David. They served David and brought him gifts. Many, many years the Edomites served the Israelites. David fought the battles of the Lord. David was the means in God's hand to deliver the people of Israel from all their enemies. And do you know what is written in the Bible? Let us read it. "And the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went." David became more powerful and increased in wealth. It was a time of prosperity for the Israelites. The Lord blessed David in all he did. All what David undertook to do was successful. Are you too being blessed by the Lord? Do you have need of the Lord's blessing? Without that blessing, there is no prosperity. May all of you ask the Lord for counsel in all things. Do you do this?